The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, getting people back to basics and showing them lost skills and tips around the house, that's the subject matter of a TV show coming your way. I'm delighted to be joined now by the two presenters of Domestic Divas, Ashley Madden and Kat Lawler, and you're both very welcome. And I've had a sneak preview of the first couple of episodes. I think it goes out tomorrow night, doesn't it? 8:30 on RTE One.
So excited.
But I'm fascinated. Before we get into a little bit about your own credentials for this, vinegar in the washing machine, what's that about?
It's all about using natural ingredients, John. That's what it's all about.
And what does the vinegar do?
Well, you have to tune in now. We can't be giving out any trade secrets. You have to tune in tomorrow night at 8:30 on RTE1 and we'll let you know then.
Ah, go on.
No.
No?
We have to keep an air of mystery.
And the lavender on the handkerchief in with all the bedclothes.
Well, lavender helps
a little bit. That's a little bit more straightforward,
yeah, it's a nice smell and, you know, you can use your favourite essential oils. It doesn't have to be lavender. So you can also pop a little bit on a handkerchief and pop it on your radio. On your radiator, and it makes a lovely smell in your house.
Oh, I see. That's nice. So you're are prepared to give away some of the secrets. Tell us, first of all, your credentials for this now, because what you're essentially trying to do is to show people, to let them know how to do things better in their household, in their lives.
Yeah.
That'll lead to domestic bliss. So Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
Where did you learn all these things?
I learned everything I know from my mother. She was the original domestic diva. She wrote all of the home economics books over the years, but especially she wrote all about home economics, which was a bestseller. We re-released it there 2 years ago, and that's where the whole show
came
out.
Your mother was Deirdre
Madden. Yes. She was a home economics teacher and author. She passed away back in 1999, but not before she passed on all of her helpful tips and tricks on how to run a home and to be a domestic goddess.
So you grew up in an environment where you were being taught how to do things the best way.
I did, yeah. Mum was a very independent woman. She was an author, she was a teacher, and she was a mum. So I think it was, for her, it was more about organising her life. So she realised that the more organised you were in your home, the easier it was to be able to juggle everything in your life. So and she also was writing the books about it. So we were kind of guinea pigs, I suppose. But it was great. And yeah, I learned everything I know from her. And hopefully I'm going to be able to translate and pass that across to the people at home now tomorrow night.
Yes, indeed. So you're a willing guinea pig then? You took it all in.
Well, to be honest with you, I was kind of surprised. I assumed that everybody grew up in the same kind of way that, you know, their mothers would have taught them, of, you know, when they were young, how to cook and how to fend for themselves. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, if we didn't tidy our rooms, we'd come home from school and all of the clothes and anything that had been on the floor was in the bin. So we'd have to go out to the front garden to the big old fashioned black bin and search through it. So, you know, she did that once or twice, and then after that we knew we had to put our things away and
no messing around.
But she was brilliant. She was a legend.
Yeah. What about you, Kat, then?
Well, my mom is really actually like Ashley's mom. I mean, I wish they could have met each other. That reminds me so much of my mom, because she's the kind of
no
nonsense. You leave shoes around, you know, they're in a bin if you don't pick them out of the bin, you know. She's just an amazing woman, and she taught me everything I know as well. So I run a cake business from home, from my mom's kitchen. So I've got the kitchen registered, and she allowed me to take over the kitchen, running a cake business that has now become a really, really big wedding cake business. So it's amazing.
What's it called?
The Cake Cuppery.
I see. So you've learned about all these things to do with discipline and what not to do and what to do.
Yeah, I'm supposed to always keep the place clean, so I try my best.
You probably have to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're serving food to people, so you have to make sure to keep everything clean, and I think that really helps me in my domestic situation.
So would the both of you then, this title, the Domestic Divas, would you both regard yourself as domestic divas?
Well, do you know something, John? It's not just about us being domestic divas. It's about trying to make everybody at home realise their inner domestic diva for themselves. Do you know, it's like, I think our homes are an extension of who we are as individuals. So if you're living in a pigsty, you know, what does that really say about you as a person? So what we're trying to do is we're trying to give people a bit of a shove in the right direction and kind of make them realise if they look after themselves with their nutrition, with their health, with their lifestyles, with their home environment, mm-hmm. if they declutter and, you know, live in a nice, calm, relaxing environment that's healthy, that's going to translate into the rest of their lives as well. So what we're trying to do is get people to get in touch with their inner diva.
Tips and tricks and things that will help
nice way,
them.
Delivering the thing.
Pride in yourself.
Yeah, in a fun way. We have a lot of fun on the show. Yeah,
oh my God,
it's obvious, yeah. I'm just thinking the person who features in the first episode is a woman called Michelle.
She's
a young mother of two.
She's lovely.
And she wouldn't have got the greatest cuisine when she was growing up.
No.
I hope her mother wasn't listening, but let's hear now.
Banana sandwiches and...
you're giving it all away now.
And cereal, God bless her.
Let's hear from Michelle herself now.
Oh!
It was survival of the fittest in our house, really. Like, you know, there was no prepared dinners. Like, it was just banana sandwiches or cereal or just something that you could just kind of grab and go.
Banana sandwiches for dinner.
It was banana sandwiches, oxtail soup or cereal.
I'm the eldest of eight. Every Sunday, two of us would get sent up to my granddad's and we'd alternate it. And he would do a lovely home-cooked meal. That was the highlight, you know. Whoever got to go up on the Sunday was fed well.
I hope her mother isn't watching.
Michelle is one of those absolutely lovely girls. Like, she was so... you could have eaten your dinner off the floor in her house. Now,
so
when it came to cleanliness, she was, like, completely, nearly OCD about it. But what she lacked was belief in herself that she could actually cook. Because she didn't have the confidence.
Yeah, it was a mental block. I think a lot of the stuff we deal with as well, it's almost like the psychology of the person. We come in and most of the time it's a confidence issue with people. They just don't know where to start and they don't know how to take apart their life and, you know, put it back together.
most people have a mental block, whether it's about their nutrition or their hygiene or their, you know, health in general. And it's like once they realise that it's not just they can't do it, it's like we're trying to get rid of the
can-do attitude.
Yeah, exactly. It's about I can do anything if I put my mind to it.
And so, I suppose people just become overcome by all the things they have in their lives that they find.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, with the way life is at the moment, John, it's a very stressful time we're living in. You know, we're like on mobile phones, we've got our iPads, you know, right up until we go to sleep at nighttime, we're like tuned in, we're never turned off.
Yeah, so it's too much to juggle, really. Yeah. For a lot of people,
and you know what, cooking, and it's so therapeutic, and people need to get right back to that kind of feeling of, you know, taking time out, turning off their phones, turning off their iPads, and just, you know, being at one with themselves in the kitchen.
Sounds good. Well, now, Ashley, why don't you take us through some of the simple ways we can improve our day-to-day lives? Give us some of the nuggets of wisdom.
Do you know what? It's not so much nuggets of wisdom. It's about using your heads, folks. It's about logic. It's about, you know, just being mindful to the tasks that you're actually doing. So what I would, if you're completely green around the gills, what I would suggest is start by writing little lists for yourself. You know, wake up in the morning, having your coffee, get a little pen and paper out and write down a list of the things that you need to get covered that day, work related, you know, personally related, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And then just, you get great enjoyment out of ticking them off and great sense of accomplishment as you tick them off throughout the day. And then also, if you're thinking about, you know, what to cook for yourself, every week, sit down, make a little half hour time for yourself and plan what you're going to eat during the week, and then write your list of ingredients and then go out and buy your healthy ingredients in the supermarket. And if you follow your list, you're cutting your time down, you're more organized, you're probably more likely to cook nutritious foods because you've planned it in advance. And then you get the enjoyment out of preparing the foods and eating a much better, you know, meal at the mm-hmm. end of the day. So,
well, what if you can't cook?
Everybody, if you can read, you can follow a recipe.
You
there's no such thing as I can't cook. It doesn't exist. You can follow a recipe, you can cook. And the best thing about it is start off with simple things. Don't go in and start, you know, if you're not used to your kitchen, don't go in with a really complex recipe. Mm-hmm. Go in with a really simple recipe and, you know, baby steps. If you accomplish the baby steps, if you do a really simple recipe right and it tastes good, it gives you the encouragement to try something a little bit more difficult the next time around.
But anyone listening, if they want to send us in their household tips, please do so. Or if they have household headaches, please get in touch at 51551. But Kat, I noticed, I think it's in the second episode when you're dealing with one of these women who are at home and their mother is getting a bit exasperated with the fact they don't do
Anne and Lauren.
This is a problem, isn't it? There's a lot of people who, obviously because of the cost of buying a house, are staying at home a little bit until a a higher age, and they find themselves in a position where, you know, mothers and fathers are getting a little bit cheesed off with the fact that they're doing nothing.
Oh, definitely. And I can't really say much because I'm still living at home.
Oh, are you?
I am. I'm living at home.
You do something around the house.
I'm living at home and I'm saving at the moment. But yes, it is a problem, and a lot of people don't help their parents clean up. I think it's kind of as much of the parents' fault sometimes as they, you know, they look after their kids so well that their kids don't know what to do in the big bad world. So they don't know how to, you know, put on a basic wash. They don't know how to cook a basic meal. Little things like that that me and Ashley would have took for granted because our moms were so good. You know, when I was younger, my mom would bake and cook with me, and you know, when she was putting on the washing machine, I'd be standing there helping her put the things in with my little basket. And but that's what you should do with your kids. You should teach them these life skills in a fun way so that they're not
subliminally
And when you're older, you have to help around the house, because then your parents do get annoyed. They kind of think you don't want to fall out with your parents when you move out, that they don't want to talk to you again. You know, you have to help. It's in, especially in the second episode, it was as much about the two of them working together because they both shared a home.
This 21-year-old called Lauren, and you were actually teaching her how to put on a wash.
Yes,
which,
I was.
Like, is fairly basic, isn't
it?
But it's very entertaining, John.
Well, some people don't realise, you know, you actually have to check the settings on your washing machine, and you do have to check the labels on your clothes. Some things will shrink, or, you know, you can't put colours in with white.
I think there are four washes. Am I right? Four washes.
Poor old Lauren couldn't get that right now.
No.
She was great. Yeah. But,
I'm just wondering about your own friends. Are you sort of exceptions to the rule? Are a lot of them fairly useless?
Oh, God, I'm going to be murdered when you get off the radio. No, to be honest with you, an awful lot of my friends are, in their late 30s, and, you know, majority of them would be married and settled down. So, you know, they'd have, to be honest, I wouldn't really want to land anyone in it. I would say I'm very lucky that most of my friends are very domesticated. But I tell you, doing the show and having meeting a wide variety of people through the show, I was quite surprised at the extent of, well, how limited their abilities might have been. And again, like I said before, it's not just about, you know, going, if you've done home economics, you know how to manage a house. It's about feeling it, you know. If you're living in your home, it's part of who you are. You should want to make it as nice as possible, you know.
And what about cleaning the house, which is a bummer.
This is making me think of my friend. Now, I'm not going to name names, but she'll know who I'm talking about. I was actually told before, when we were looking for participants, everybody was trying to nominate her to go on it because her room was always chaos. You can't, you know, you walk into it and you're falling over something the minute you go in. So I think, I think it's an issue of sometimes parents hanging on to people a little bit long.
They need to cut the
apron strings.
Absolutely. Anne in Donnybrook says, Deirdre Madden was the best teacher I ever had in Loretto Dalkey, and I remember her well. We loved home economics because of her. She taught me so much. My daughter had her book when it was reprinted 3 years ago. Great to hear, Ashley. Her mum would be so proud.
Thank you so much.
Betty wants advice on a good oven cleaner.
Well, most of
her husband.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
But we must stress that all ovens are different, so you should definitely check out the manufacturer's instructions on the internet or whatever before we'd even give any advice. But baking soda is the best, and a warm cloth.
And a bit of vinegar, even if it's the grease is bad.
And another listener, Karina, is into the list. She says, a little tip that I find helpful with housework: make list and break it up over 2 or 3 days.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm.
Before I let you go, which one of you listens to music while you're hoovering?
I do.
I've taken that tip from Ashley, actually.
You've your own soundtrack. So.
I do, I have a playlist. It depends on what type of mood I'm in. I'm like, if I'm in a real vigorous cleaning mood, I'll have a bit of hardcore rock in there. And
it does work.
It's a bit of crack.
Any particular song?
Don't Stop Believing. Journey,
Leo Rock, this, and a bit of Queen, a bit of Lenny Kravitz thrown in for good measure.
Good luck with the series.
Thank you so much.
Your efforts to improve the domestic abilities of all the people you come in contact with. Ashley Madden and Kat Lawler.
Thanks a million.
And Domestic Divas, it's tomorrow night, 8:30, episode one.
Tune in.
Featuring Michelle and a few others. Thanks a million.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Take good care. Back in a moment.
Bye.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.